Now, what, I suppose, gives this part of the world a bad image? Well, here's one example. A tourist's motorbike was burned in a North Belfast arson attack. This is a motorbike belonging to German tourists visiting this part of the world, and it's been burned in what has been described as a suspected arson attack. A BMW bike with a sidecar. It was found in an alleyway in the New Lodge area this morning or yesterday morning. I want to speak to one of the public representatives, JJ McGee. JJ, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, you're a Sinn Féin councillor in North Belfast. Do you know, I was driving through Belfast not so long ago and I was going past a B&B and I saw two foreign motorbikes with foreign regs sitting on the pavement outside. And it crossed my mind that motorbikes parked outside a B&B in some parts of Belfast just might be taking a risk. Now, nothing happened those particular bikes, but sadly, we know the city. And if I had a motorbike and I was coming to Belfast, I wouldn't just park it outside a B&B in some parts of the city. That's just me. Maybe I'm incredibly cautious. But if you've got a BMW motorbike with a sidecar and you're parking it in the general vicinity of Clifton Park Avenue, is it an advisable thing to park it there? I'm not for a moment justifying in any way the attack on the motorbike, but I'm asking, did the owners take a risk with it?
Well, obviously the owners did not know there's a risk. As only local people probably would have that opinion that you would have, that is that a risk or is it not a risk? Now, 9 times out of 10, it's not a risk. Unfortunately, on this evening, these young people, or these people who took this bike and stole this bike, were obviously out and about looking to steal people's property, and they were looking for anybody's property, not just these tourists' property. But unfortunately, it was the tourists who lost their property and were absolutely devastated yesterday.
I can well imagine it. And they'll go back to Germany and they'll tell their story, and they might even get in the local paper and show pictures of their bike and say, this is how we're treated in Northern Ireland. Because there are feral, and I'm not going to say youngsters, there are feral people in Belfast and in other parts of Northern Ireland who have no respect whatsoever for other people's property.
Yes, unfortunately that's the case. And while this bike was taken from the Clifton Road area, I don't believe that they got it started. I believe that they wheeled it down the street, and obviously somebody must have drove past this motorbike and seen a safe car, because right away, like you say, you mightn't take much notice of a motorbike, but you would take notice of a motorbike with a safe car. And I would ask anybody who's seen that in the early hours of the morning to get in contact, please, immediately with the PSNI.
Yeah, the PSNI at Tennant Street are asking for assistance with this, or you can ring 101 if you know who did it or you have some advice indeed for the police. It's highlighted today because they are German tourists. Generally, there are people who are having their cars stolen, their houses broken into, and their lives disrupted, for want of a better term, with these vandals and hoodlums that do exist in our city. What can be done, JJ, to stop them?
I'm not sure. The only thing that I can say is that we need teamwork across all the statutory agencies that to join together. But most importantly, we need the information coming from the community who see these people, who know these people, who may see something that looks suspicious, to contact, phone 101, contact the police, give them that information, or contact our local representative with that information. But it's without that information is we'll not be able to do anything about this. We need that information to be successful in apprehending these people who done this terrible act yesterday or the night before. These poor tourists were offered a meal in Belfast City Centre by a restaurant who seen their plight, and they refused it. They respectfully refused it and said, no, they want to get out of Belfast as fast as they can and they will never return. That is the wrong image for Belfast, so it is. That is the wrong image for North Belfast. It's terrible, and I feel so badly for them.
Yeah, I think we'll echo what you're saying on that, and if they haven't as yet left, and they happen to be listening, we apologise to them that they've had such a traumatic experience in our city. JJ, thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Absolutely, Frank. Thank you very much.
JJ McGee, a North Belfast councillor. It's a shame, isn't it? You know, people save up their money to buy something like a BMW bike with a sidecar. They're travelling around probably all of the UK, other parts of Europe, and they come across to Belfast and they park outside their B&B or whatever, their small hotel, and they leave their bike outside. But they've forgotten that they're in Belfast. And we have the most disgusting, despicable people who live in this city who will do that to someone who's worked hard to buy themselves a blimmin' motorbike. It is a shame. It's so annoying. Right, 02890 333 105 077 66 105 105. In the sunshine, tell me something that'll cheer me up.
I want to speak to a man who phones us from time to time on the programme about sometimes the lightest of things. He's the man with the cat, Thomas. Good morning, Thomas.
Hi, Frank. How's it going?
Thomas, all is good. You were listening to JJ talking about the attack on the tourists.
I know, but I would like to just point one thing out. It's not the mom of the cat. It's Rosie. She has a name, Frank.
Thomas,
I did say,
just ahead of that Billy Joel song, someone give me a ring and make me smile. You have just done that. This world is falling apart, Thomas. This world is depressing me this morning. We're hearing about social workers who are being attacked. We're hearing about clients of social workers who have the most miserable of lives. We're hearing about tourists coming to Belfast having their motorbike destroyed by vandals. Someone. And in fairness, you do phone because the lines are open for anyone to phone. Yeah. And I asked for someone to make me smile. And your biggest problem is the fact that I called Rosie a cat. Thomas, you have a cat. You know what I mean? It's not like as if you've got an auntie living with you or you've got your mother-in-law around. It's a cat.
Yeah. I know, Frank, but here's the story, right? About the sidecar and the motorbike. I'm absolutely disgusted that someone could come off of that and something like that. You know what I mean? How sad are people? Like,
pathetic, you know, is the word. Pathetic.
Pathetic is the word. See, about years ago, Frank, I had a bike. It was a school bandit. That was the racing colours. And I live in Rathdoole, you know. And I remember riding my school bandit motorbike round the diamond at Rathpool. And people were shouting at me and throwing things at the bike because of its colours. The colours were green, white and gold. But that's the school bandit colours. That's the racing colours, you know. But they must have thought I was, like, you know, on the motorbike, you know. I thought that, like. But you see what? See, if I went round Rathpool with a motorbike and a sidecar with Rosie in the sidecar, they'd still get abuse. You know?
It's a mad. You have cheered me up. In fairness, I have this picture of a boy with a green, white and gold motorbike sidecar. Oh, God, forgive us for laughing. Right, this is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning. The Bangles and Eternal Flame. Looking at the text, it's an interesting one. Frank, talk about being hypocritical. You say a social worker gets denigrated by me, but it wasn't actually a social worker. It was just a member of the public, but I'm with you here. So a texter, we'll call a person a texter, gets denigrated by me, indeed, for calling some people here dregs of society. Yeah, might criticise a person who made reference to dregs of society. It was a text, it wasn't a phone call. Well, yeah, I'm just trying to, spoken to so many people and I've read so many things out. But someone did refer to the clients as dregs of society and I said that was unacceptable. And you're complaining about me calling out that person, and in the next report, I'm talking about the burned out motorbike, and I say that there are people in Belfast who are despicable and feral. And yeah, absolutely, there are despicable and feral people here in Belfast. That doesn't make them dregs of society either. It's an incredible insult to describe anyone as a dreg of society. But you can be wild and despicable, and those are, I think, appropriate words to use about whether it's young people or, you know, young adults or middle-aged people or whoever took the German tourist motorbike and destroyed it. Those are wild and despicable. They certainly are feral people who just have no respect for anyone whatsoever. This one says, I totally agree with Paul, with what Paul said. Paul, one of our contributors. We have, as you have just said, Frank, feral people in Belfast. I bet they contribute zero and expect handouts. It's a joke, says John, who's in Hollywood. I think it's okay to describe people as despicable or wild, but there's a certain suggestion that those who are down at heel are the dregs of society, and it was coming across that people who are availing of social workers are at that level, and that is totally unacceptable, completely unacceptable. Right, 90-333-105. A lot of you more than annoyed that the German tourists had their BMW motorbike and sidecar burned out in North Belfast last night. Sean Montgomery is a youth worker in the area, and he was speaking to the people. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Sean, the tourists...
Hello, can you hear me?
I can indeed, Sean. They must be more than annoyed, the tourists.
Absolutely. I suppose we had actually our offices right beside where the tourists were staying, next door. And we had
seen... 1.5 miles turn left to exit.
I've got a feeling I'm competing with a sat-nav here. But yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Traveling via work here. We had been speaking with the tourists because the night beforehand, our youth group had been actually admiring the bike. I actually took some photos of the bike where it sat in Clifton Park Avenue, right beside the offices of the youth project that I would help out in. But once we told it, it was the young people that alerted us as youth workers about the incident. They had posted it on our site saying, look, this is a disgrace. What can we do about this? This is the same bike that was outside the offices last night. So as the young people had come down to the offices in Clifton Park Avenue last night, we had met the two tourists, the husband and wife, and the wife was just, she was distraught. So she was, the lady was in tears. She was frightened, and the husband, he was visibly upset too. I think he was more angry. They expected more coming to Ireland about the hospitality that he had read about. But he was appeased to say that this is the first that they have met anything which was distressing.
Yeah, but like if it's your final memory of leaving Northern Ireland, having your motorbike and your sidecar destroyed, it's unlikely that you're going to go to Berlin or Bonn or wherever he's from and, spread the good word. I don't want to use abusive language here on the radio, but I can't emphasize how much I detest people like those people who destroyed that motorbike.
Look, I totally am with you in this here. I suppose I have to be careful in the way I speak because I don't know who it is that's done this here. I want to try and look at the best of the people in North Belfast. I also want to look at the fact that straight away, a group of young people, 16 years of age, decided that their responsibility was to show that they were disgusted with this too. And they spoke with the family as well. They've set up a giving page to try and raise some funds to alleviate some of the sort of kind of financial hardship because those people had booked into an accommodation in Clifton Park Avenue. They had to give that up that night because they didn't want to stay. They didn't feel safe. So there's another aspect. These people were not feeling safe. Secondly, they had to book get around their car. What they were doing, they told us they wanted to go out by Larne and possibly head up around by Ballycastle. So we assisted them with some information on hotels and places that they could stay. We took their email address. We got their permission about set up the page. Although they were still in a bit of shock, but they were happy with what we were planning and doing.
Well, Sean, that is the real side of North Belfast, because I'm not surprised at all by the reaction of the good kids and the reaction of the likes of yourself and the real people, the people who, you know, shine through in this city. Don't get me wrong. The vast majority of people in this city are the salt of the earth. I'm proud to come from the city. I brought my wife up in the city, but I brought my daughter up in the city, met my wife in the city. So I have no issue with Belfast at all. It's the individuals. It is the growing number of pathetic individuals. And, you know, again, I'm just biting my lip to avoid calling them what I really think of them. There isn't enough done to ensure that those people are taken out of society.
I don't disagree with you in that sense. I do think that more community engagement and more community proactivity in regards to some of the behaviours that's out there, and that's criminality in regards to it. And what was done there was a criminal act. Now, those who've done it may think that it was a bit of crack. Look, we got a bag, we've done a spin about, and we burnt it up our road. Sure, who gives a damn about that? The fact is that people do give a damn. People are angry about it. The response that you're getting on your radio show, the fact that that people are inundating with help and support, I mean, it's out there. And people sometimes talk about that there's not enough out there for projects to engage people, whether it be young people or whether it be people finding themselves in the criminal justice system. There's plenty out there. It's about the engagement, and the community engagement needs to get stronger in regards to non-toleration of this type of behaviour.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sean, thank you very much indeed. I can't argue with anything that Sean is saying there at all.